Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Marty Griffin. What's up? Boy, they missed this forecast. I mean, I know weather forecasting is not easy. I never thought it was. What we're seeing now is supposed to happen at 1 in the morning. If you live in the city of Pittsburgh, you heard Raz mention there were accidents with fire trucks and police cars. I saw a cop car into a house. Ambulances in the city. I have friends who were out Sunday morning, said it was a disaster. Accidents everywhere. So you know, in the city of Pittsburgh, Saturday night, I am told from my boys that work in public works, one public works truck in the entire city. One. And it got in an accident. I'm also told that the city of Pittsburgh is extremely low on salt. Extremely low. I'm told that they could run out of salt in the city of Pittsburgh later today. Keeping it real. We'll see. One truck, Saturday night. Very little salt. What the hell? Man, there's a redundancy to this and a bit of an ignorance to this, right? And part of the folks who lead this city, who tell folks over and over again that they're going to fix the system by which they try to manage snowfall and cleaning the streets, and every year it sucks. Sucks. Two things about the city, and I love this town. I grew up here, as you know, in Groovyside. Two things about the city that they never seem to be able to fix, right? The roads, in terms of salt, and the schools. Two pretty important things. Very, very frustrating. And I always wonder, when you're trying to pitch this to a new resident, what do you tell them? When someone says, hey, how are the roads? You start to mumble. Hey, how are the schools? You start to mumble. It's bad, man. It's bad. Frustrating as hell. Got to get to something very, very important, the vaccine distribution, and a very, very specific plan. From day one, I've said that the big entities like UPMC should be running the entire vaccine distribution program. They've already allocated over 100,000. They're starting to branch out and give vaccines to folks outside of their family, right? And they get it, and they're ready. And I wanted to touch base on that, as everybody seems to be freaking out about trying to get a vaccine. Everybody. And what is created, folks, and you know this because you live it, is this Lord of the Flies routine. Survival of the fittest. Calling people out for jumping in line. A desperate search for vaccines. And it's created a lot of angst. It's a pleasure to have Mark Sevko with me, the president of UPMC Children's. Good morning, Mark. So good to hear from you again. How have you been?
I'm doing fine, Maury. Thanks for having me this morning.
Mark, you've always been so positive and have brought that environment and that attitude into Children's. Man, right now, our culture, our citizens, folks are negative about this vaccine. They're freaked out. There is this whack-a-mole feeling. And I know you feel this, right?
We do. Absolutely, we do. I'm actually on special assignment, Marty, for UPMC. There's many of us working on this for as we sort of pivot to the community. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. This is UPMC's top priority right now. It really is. We have folks working on it 24/7. You know, keep calm, carry on. We have an approach that we really want to do this in a quick manner. We want to be a reliable organization, and we want to do it safely.
What do you say to folks right now, Mark, who are absolutely freaked out and angry and disgusted with the distribution system in Pennsylvania? We rank 46th with the accessibility of vaccines and with the opportunity to sign up, which is a joke. You sign up in 44 different places and hope for the best. What do you tell folks, Mark?
Well, we understand. This is a very tough situation when you have a limited supply of vaccine and when there's a scarcity of a resource. Things can get edgy, but we want to play a big role in being a leader in the markets that we serve to get vaccines as we get it deployed rapidly. What we want folks to understand is that there's a boarding process to this, and we want to be very thoughtful in the way we do it. UPMC has a medical command that's open 24/7. It's led by Tammy Minier, Dr. Don Ewing, and Dr. Graham Snyder. We have really made some really significant changes to be a big player as we get vaccines. We have 24 public-facing sites that are ready to be deployed as we get vaccines. And I mentioned a little bit about the boarding process. I mean, we really have to be patient as it relates to the vaccines that we get. And the good news is we have at UPMC vaccinated all the healthcare workers, which is great because we stand ready to take care of any patient that has COVID. We're doing that really well, and our COVID census is actually quite down very nicely. And we're having a lot less quarantines from staff, so we're positioned well to take care of that situation, which is wonderful. We have then pivoted in the beginning of January to take care of all community-based healthcare workers. We're about 90% done with that, which is really, really great. It's great news. Now, as you can tell, we're pivoting to the community. We're staying focused on the CDC criteria, which is called Phase 1A. It's those 65 and above or those 16 years to 64 with pre-existing conditions. And as we do that, this is where it becomes, you know, a little tricky based on the supply of vaccines that we have. So, I mean, UPMC, we have 5 region sites. We have sites in Harrisburg, Williamsport, Altoona, and then all the way up north to Erie and then Allegheny County. So those 24 sites, I mean, we're positioned to really do, you know, up to 1,000 vaccines per day. We could do 24, you know, vaccines, you know, per week, per day if we have 24 sites, right? I mean, it's 120,000 vaccines per week. Now, here's the problem, Marty. The state of Pennsylvania is only getting 150,000 to 180,000 vaccines per week. Mm. And so if we're saying we could do 120,000 per week, we're not going to get that. And it needs to be distributed throughout Pennsylvania. So the supply chain is an issue. You know, we have 2 great vaccines that everybody's really excited about, both Pfizer and Moderna, 96% efficacy.
Hey, Mark, can you hang around for a minute?
Yeah, please.
Thanks, man. It's good stuff. I need to ask him multiple questions. What are they hearing about when they're going to get the vaccine? Are they having hiccups in the distribution? They had a allocation of vaccines late last week, and there were some serious hiccups. And how can folks know when they're going to get a vaccine? We've got to ask Mark when we get back. I have said from day one, let UPMC manage the entire damn thing. Organized, efficient, spot on. They have the background. They have the staff, and they're ready to go. The question now is, how will I know when it's my turn? And I think it's important that we get to that. Mark Sefko joining us with UPMC, the president of Children's. Mark, is there something that's going to be set up where I will be notified or I can register and I'll be told, hey, Marty, you're up. Is that going to happen, sir?
Yes, that is going to happen. I mean, I think we're working like all organizations with the Pennsylvania Department of Health. I mean, they put out an order, a couple of things to share with you and the public. One is that vaccines that we get have to be deployed within 7 days, okay, at least 80% of them. And that's great. We're in a position to do that. We will do that. Not everybody's been able to do that, but we're certainly increasing our readiness to be a big player in that. Two, we have to follow the guidelines, so adherence to 1A, that's 65 and above. I covered that already. And then three, this is important. We, all organizations, if you want to be a player, you have to create a public-facing website for scheduling the vaccines and have a phone line to call. Anybody who wants to learn more can go to our website at upmc.com, type in vaccine. We have we'll continue to provide updates there. You can give us your name and your number. We'll get you on our list to send you more information. It's not a scheduling site right now. But certainly it's a way for us to interact with you. And then fourth, the vaccines, we will be tracking race and ethnicity. Equity has to be a huge part in this vaccine process, so we're committed to doing that. I want to share with you, Marty, we had just over the last 3 days a collaborative community event at UPMC Southside. We vaccinated 3,300 individuals that are from some of the most vulnerable areas of Pittsburgh. It was an amazing event. The team down there did a great job. I know we had some lines at certain periods of time that we've worked through, but that's what we talked about.
Hey, Mark, let me jump in here on that, because that's actually a salient point, because the visual was awful. And you had folks being interviewed in line saying, this sucks, excuse my language. I had to wait for 3 hours for my shot. What happened there, and how are you fixing that, sir?
Yeah, well, what happened there was a pre-registered event, and many individuals didn't follow the time and allotments that they got, so people showed up hours in advance, scared that they weren't going to get the vaccine. We assured everybody when you got there, if you're on the list, you're going to get your vaccine. The other thing that happened was, because it was a pre-registered event and a collaborative effort with many communities, and this is the most vulnerable population, it was an amazing event, that there were people that showed up that weren't on the list. And that's something that for us, we will get better about. There were a lot of things that we've tweaked even as we went from Friday into Saturday. It went much better on Saturday, and actually Saturday was our busiest day. We vaccinated 1,500 individuals.
Nice.
Many of them were transported by access, by Lyft. We're talking seniors in wheelchairs and those that just were really, really vulnerable, and they really appreciated what UPMC did in terms of the outcome and vaccinating so, so many. The line is, we talked about, there's so many individuals that come with their parents. So even though the line looks long, there's individuals that aren't getting vaccinated in that line, right? So that's a big part of it. We had, 200 individuals inside the building that we were keeping warm, and we didn't expect to have a line outside if individuals followed the scheduling process.
Hey Mark, I want to make sure I get to this before we run out of time. So the biggest issue here, my man, is the vaccine itself. And that's why folks get weird, get desperate. There aren't enough of them. Man, I ask week after week after week, your folks, the county folks, the state folks, are you getting them? Are you getting them? I'm told that the cavalry's coming. Do you have any intel, Mark, to suggest that at some point very soon we will have the vaccines we really need, not just this trickle-down, sir?
Yeah, it will get better, Marty. It's a great question. I know it will, and if you're following the supply chain initiative on this, Moderna and Pfizer are both expanding their capabilities. The other thing that you should know is that J&J and AstraZeneca are two new players that hopefully will be approved shortly. The supply chain will increase dramatically, as you know. The president and others are really working on this. And, again, we're improving our readiness every day to be a player to get that rapidly deployed into the arms of seniors and working through the list to get that broadly to the community throughout the spring for certain. We'll make great progress. There's much hope.
Mark, it's a pleasure. Mark Sefko, the president of UPMC Children's. You're the man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you very much, Marty. Appreciate you.
One of my favorite people, quite frankly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!